This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. Iziko is celebrating their 150th year, and I have with me two very important people. That's Roshana Omar, who is the CEO of Iziko Museums, and Mongani Ndlovu, who is the Executive Director. And what we're talking about is breaking down walls, re-looking, reinventing. And I want these two people to tell us of the exciting new exhibition we've been privileged to see and which you'd really need to go and have a look at. The thing that overwhelmed me was walking into the first room and being confronted. And I think that's a good way perhaps of starting. Roshana, would you like to comment on what it is you're trying to achieve and making people rethink what the National Gallery stands for?
Well, the National Gallery is quite an impressive gallery. There's about 11,000 artworks in the gallery. And like we say, we're trying to break down the walls at the gallery and rethink how art is exhibited. Also to share what has been hidden for many, many years from the public, but also to reinvent and celebrate the 150 years of the National Gallery. We want people to go away feeling like they've really enjoyed their time, had a wow time in that gallery, and learned quite a lot about the collections in that gallery. So we feel that is what breaking down the walls is about. It's about reinventing, reimagining our exhibitions, reimagining the Iziko Museums of South Africa, and especially the Iziko South African National Gallery.
Well, I know this is part of your project, Bongani, being at the South African Museums Association conference, and how we have to relook and rethink. So some of your comments about the way things are looking at the National Gallery, these layers that we are seeing.
It's been a pleasure working with a collective that is putting together Breaking Down the Walls exhibition. The manner in which they are reimagining it, taking the discussion forward, making artworks that we acquired via the discipline of art, and also artwork that we acquired via the discipline of natural history and social history, and to see that conversation taking place at the National Gallery and curated by Andrew Rampret, it's been a fascinating journey. And we are very proud of the product that we have. It allows South Africans to engage. It allows for a dialogue. And hopefully, people at home will be able to come and enjoy these treasures that we've been collecting for the past 150 years of South Africa's history.
And it tells a lot about who we were as a people and where we're going as a people, which I thought was very important. And one of the most important things to me is the one room dedicated to children. And the reason it's dedicated to children only is fabulous artworks, but the height of the works have been hung specifically at Charles Eyeview. I love that. It was a lovely touch, which I thought was very impressive. But again, some of those dialogues that are important to you, Bongani, that you raised, for instance, in terms of what there is maybe and what's perhaps missing?
That's also something that we put forward for discussions. We're saying in collecting, we collect from a collector's point of view. And in that moment, something may be missing. And we are sort of putting together those and saying there are missing elements, and then those also other artworks that you have not been displaying or exhibiting, they may also be lost along the way and they are rediscovered. And we are saying to South Africans, come and enjoy this.
Please come and enjoy. The National Gallery is looking absolutely splendid. There are dozens of really good reasons, in fact, 11,000 good reasons for coming to view the exhibition and see what Breaking Down the Walls is all about. So thank you to Roxana Omar and Mongali Ndlovu for talking us through, and just make sure you get there. And if you want to know more, just pick up a copy of the Arts and Crafts map or go to mapmyway.co.za to know the what, the why, and the where of what's happening in the visual arts scene. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. Sights Unseen, the current exhibition for Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville, showcases new acquisitions. On show for the first time, and hidden gems not seen in the gallery for many years, works by celebrated artists and some new kids on the block, Franz Stoker and Blessings Ntikbane. Open Monday to Friday, 9 to 4:30. Entrance to the gallery is free. Email sanlamart@sanlam.co.za or visit blog.sanlam.co.za and make your date.